感谢主，让小弟有机会在有神训班的第一天，就可以来帮助这里的工作。
Thank the grace of God that on the first day of our seminar, I could be here to support the seminar.
我不是说这一次了，我是好几年前的那个神训班哈。
It's not just this year, but many years ago.
这个期间当中呢，我很想念几位同龄。
And during this time period, I had missed some of the brothers and sisters.
他们一直来参加神训班现在都已经到天国去了。
Because they continue to come back to the seminar, and now they are in heaven.
那这几位同龄，我觉得无论在神训班在地方教会，他们真的是能够发出那个耶稣基督的光辉。
And for these brothers and sisters, whether it's in seminar or in their local church, they have the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
常常参加的同龄不晓得记得伯恩教会那位魏姐妹。不晓得你们记不记得
？And does anyone remember Sister Wei from Baldwin Park？
我记得她有一次生病很严重，就是来到这个地方。
I remember once she was very sick, and yet she still came to.
她是坐着轮椅来推轮椅回去的。
She came here on a wheelchair, and she went home on a wheelchair.
她那个，我还记得有一次她坐在第二排的第一个位置，她突然说：“传道，看我。”
I remember once she was sitting on the second pew on the sister's side, and she said, "Preacher, look at me."
看你做什么？
And I said, "Why am I looking at you?"
站起来。
And then she stood up.
这个有什么了不起？
And what is so special about that?
因为我事情太多，我没有反应过来说，其实她一开始上洗手间都要人扶着，就是她没有办法坐，也没有办法站的。
Because it didn't occur to me that whenever she went to the washroom, she had to hold on to a rail, and she could not stand or sit.
所以他说看我站起来，其实对他来讲是一个很大的歧视，但是对我们来讲，这个很简单的动作啊。
Because for her to stand up is a great miracle, but for the rest of us, it is a very normal action.
其实更感动我的心就是，其实他在后期哈，他那个整个脸都已经变形。
And what touched me even more is that during the latter days of her life,
因为病的关系
啊，
但是哈，他没真的都，你一直在教会都可以看到他了。
But even though her face has changed because of her sickness, every single week we can see her in church.
你知道女生都很爱漂亮的。
We know that women
一般的哈，对不对
？We know that women usually like to be pretty.
但是她虽然整个脸真的都是变了形哈。有时候跟他讲话不晓得怎么安慰他，是他在安慰我们呐。
When her face was already disfigured, she was just still comforting us.
所以我觉得在这一个班，我看到很多真的是真基督徒了，真的是充满了生命力的基督徒。
So in this class, we can see true Christians who are full of the life of Christ.
就像希伯来书说的，他们一辈子也不一定每个时期都是吃香的喝辣的。
And just like what we talk about in the book of Hebrews, that not in every generation would they live a comfortable life.
但是他一样显出那种内在的神的那种生命。
But they live out the image of Christ.
反正你看到他就很感谢神就对了啦。
And whenever we see them, we thank God.
那我相信在座同龄很多人都有这样的心智，就是用自己的生命来荣耀神。
And I believe that many of us have this determination to live a life for the glory.
请问你为什么要来这边学习
？And I want to ask, why did you come here?
你应该问你自己这个问题啊。
You should ask yourself.
因为这边实在是很辛苦。
Because it is truly difficult to be here.
尤其前三天很辛苦。
Especially the first three days.
我们常常在神训班跟他们说，这里像天国一样。
Usually we say in seminars that here it is like heaven.
我们常常跟他们说，离天国最近的地方就是神训班。
And we say the place that's closest to heaven is in seminar.
那是真的，因为你祷告多了哈，那真的你到灵的深处哈，跟主耶稣常常面对面说话，那真的是离天国最近的地方。
Because of how long we pray. In our prayer, we can really experience and talk to the Lord Jesus face to face.
那真的很享受主耶稣啦。
And we can enjoy the Lord Jesus.
但是其实肉体说实话是蛮辛苦的。
But physically, it is more difficult.
所以看到你们愿意胜过肉体的这个辛苦来敬拜神，我们都很感谢。
So we are thankful that many of us are willing to live in this difficult situation.
我们礼拜六在听道理，常常是听一些勉励性的，比较少说这个经卷从头到尾来跟大家做介绍。
Usually on the Sabbath service, we listen to an encouragement, but we don't usually listen to a book from beginning to end.
那个没有办法，因为那个就是没有那种 luxury， 没有那种奢侈。
Because we don't have that luxury.
因为大家时间都很宝贵。
Because time is very precious.
那来这边大家有更多的时间，所以我们圣经是比较结构式的来跟大家呈现。
So here we can learn the Bible in a structured way.
那这个结构式就让你能够对神的话有一个更清晰的认识跟了解。
And when we study the Bible in this way, we can learn more and go into detail.
原来神呢是给人有一种理性的人凭着理性也可以写出一些很有组织很严谨的一些书信来。
Because God has given men rationale, and we use this rationale to write a book with clear logic.
那我们也可以用我们在灵里面靠着圣灵的帮助要有一个结构性的来了解神的话。
And through the Spirit, we use a very logical format to study the book.
那我们刚刚谈到了这个希伯来书比较特殊的结构，就是它没有书信的开头，但是没有一般书信的开头。却有一般书信的结尾。
So we looked at some interesting characteristics of this book is that it has a farewell but does not have a beginning to the book.
那就是更就是有一个很大的特色，就是说他把一般你在旧约读到的经文他可以解释，而且可以把神的经意把它解释得很清楚。
And another characteristic is that it referenced the Old Testament and would explain it in a very clear way.
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
110篇第四节。
110 verse 4.
诗篇110篇第四节。
Psalm 110 verse 4.
110篇第四节。
110 verse 4.
一般我们读圣经大概这一节读过了，然后就不会再思想它。
Usually when we read this verse, we would not think about it a second time.
但是呢，这个作者可以把这节拿出来了，谈到呢主耶稣就是一个更美好的大祭司。
But the writer of Hebrew can use this verse to explain that the Lord Jesus is a better high priest.
110篇的第四节。
Psalm 110 verse 4.
110篇第四节，曾见辉是你啊？
Yeah.
你是见辉，梅香姐妹，陈梅香姐妹。那个作者可以把这一节联想到主耶稣基督。
The author can think of use this verse to relate it to the Lord Jesus.
然后把它用好几篇的经章节把它解释得很清楚。
And use many other references to explain this verse.
他就想到说，一般的大祭司当大祭司好像不像美国总统要按圣经启示啊，大祭司当祭司也没有这样啊。
Because to be a high priest, you don't need a revelation from God.
不是，美国总统要当总统要按圣经启示嘛。
Because for the president of the United States, they must swear by the Bible.
大祭司当祭司也没有这样子啊，旧约的大祭司亚伦他们也没有这样啊。
But for the Old Testament high priest like Aaron, they do not need to do that.
那为什么特别会提到说呢？这里要启示啊，启示来做大祭司。
But here, why does it say that it has to be according to the order?
那以前的大祭司都是照着亚伦啊，都是亚伦的子孙才可以当大祭司啊。
In the Old Testament, it's only the descendants of Aaron could be a high priest.
那麦基洗德又是谁呢？
But who is Melchizedek?
Oh, 原来他是给亚伯拉罕祝福的那位祭司啦。
He was the priest that blessed Abraham.
哦，那就想到，哎，这个祭司怎么凭空出现呢？这个祭司也没有记在他的家谱呢。
But how can this priest come out of nowhere because he does not have?
哎呀，这个跟神一样嘛，就是没有生的开始，也没有死的结束啊，他是永远的啊。
He is just like God, where there is no beginning or end.
啊，所以他是，所以就谈到哦，耶稣基督原来就是。他像亚伦一样当大祭司，但是耶稣也不是立位人呐、啊。耶稣是犹太人啊，你知道立位支派才可以当祭司嘛？可是耶稣是犹太支派的，不是立位支派的啊。
But because Jesus was from the tribe of Judah, not the tribe of Levi, so he could not have been a high priest.
那、啊、他这样突然之间被立作大祭司，到底违反圣经的原则喽
？So how can he suddenly be ordained as the high priest because that would go against the principles of the Bible.
这一节说不是了，他是有根有据的，他不是亚伦的哦，只啊按照这个 order 这一支来做祭司的，他是按照麦基洗德这一支来做祭司的。
So according to this verse, he is not in the order of Aaron to be a high priest, but the order of Melchizedek.
他是撒冷王啊，圣经讲他是撒冷啊，撒冷在耶路撒冷，在犹大境内啊。
And the Bible says he is a king of Salem, which is Jerusalem.
啊，他是耶稣是犹大支派的啊。
And Jesus is also from the tribe of
Judah. 啊，所以今天呢，哦，原来耶稣可以当大祭司，不是随随便便的哦就。没有根据的，他就做了一个大祭司啊。
So the fact that the Lord Jesus could be a high priest does have its roots.
所以这一节他就用好几个经啊，好多经文呢来解释这一节哦，真的，而且解释的很深呐、啊。
And so the book of Hebrew explains this verse with many other verses in a very clear way.
所以我们就知道哦，原来耶稣基督他是一个更好更美的大祭司。
So the Lord Jesus, he is a better high priest.
啊，这个希伯来书的特色就是常常把旧约一个经文哈、哦，把它解释的很透彻这样子了。
So one of the characteristics of Hebrew is that it thoroughly explains the Bible verses.
啊，我们再来看希伯来诗篇的四十篇五到八节。
Let's turn to Psalm 40, verse 5-8.
诗篇的四十篇五到八节。
Psalm 40, verse 5-8.
四十篇五到八节。
Psalm 40, verse 5-8.
四十篇五到八节。我们请刘志金哪一位？没来啊？志东兄，陈志东。四十章五到八节。因为我们读圣经读到这里也不会想到主耶稣基督啊。
Usually when we read these verses, we don't think of the Lord Jesus.
作者呢就把这个经文呢跟主耶稣基督连在一起啊。
But the writer of Hebrew connects this verse with Jesus.
那我们知道那个我们现在的圣经哦是从这个希腊文翻出来的、哦、啊，他们当时的希腊文、希伯来文啊，这样子翻出来的。
We know that the Bible was translated from Greek and Hebrew.
那旧约啊，新约的圣经呢，是从当时的一个74亿本翻出来的。
And for the New Testament at the time, it was translated from Common Greek.
Septuagint. 啊，是不是？谁知道怎么念 ？Septuagint。啊、所以他那个，所以有时候你看那个引，你看旧约的引的跟新约有时候引有一些字句不一样，因为他那个这个 因为它是根据不同版本所翻的了哈。
So we sometimes we see that there is a difference in wording between the Old Testament and New Testament because of
the translation. 但是大致意思是一样的。
But the general meaning is the same.
那我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
我们来读第五节到第六节。
Verse 5 to 7.
希伯来书五章第十章，这是他引用刚刚那个诗篇的四十篇了。
So this, he uses the Psalm 40.
来，我们请谁来读一下？请梅珍，陈梅珍。五节到第七节啊。
Verse 5 to 7.
第六节。
6.
好，到这里，阿们、哦、所以、这个作者就用这个经文来谈到，其实神已经预备了耶稣基督的身体来取代旧约那些燔祭跟赎罪祭。
So here he explains that God had already prepared the body of the Lord Jesus in replacement of all the offerings in the Old Testament.
这是、他看到诗篇可以跟主耶稣基督的一个服事把它连在一起。
So he saw in the Old Testament was a shadow of what the Lord Jesus is.
这个叫做隐藏的玛纳、哦、
And that is called the hidden manna.、
其实今天如果我们可以找到隐藏的玛纳，我们都觉得很满足了。
And today, if we find hidden manna, we will be satisfied.
我有时候我听到一些同工证道，我也、对他们的一些发现呢、觉得哇，真的很感谢神、哦、
And sometimes when I listen to other ministers' sermons, I feel very touched.
比如说我记得有一次有一个马来西亚的传道他来我们这边证道
I remember once there was a preacher from Malaysia that came to give sermon
他的题目就是、教会就是道路真理生命
He said that the church is the way, the life, and the truth
我刚开始听到看到这个题目我就觉得哎，这个传道怎么圣经没有背对明明圣经讲耶稣是道路真理生命啊，你怎么讲教会是道路真理生命
And I thought that this preacher, maybe he remembered it wrong because the Bible says Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life.
可是他后来解释之后，我就觉得很阿们了。
But after he explained it, I felt amen.
因为他有一个把那个隐藏的东西把它挖出来。
Because he found the hidden, the things that were hidden.
所以我们看到有时候圣经新约哦，在神的光照之下哦。很多作者把旧约原来的真意呢，那个实体呢，本来是是在讲是我们叫做影子啊，把那个实体把它找出来。
And a lot of the writers they find the shadows in the Old Testament and reveal the substance in the New Testament.
我们来看耶利米书的三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah verse 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
31节到34节。
31 to 40.
31节到34节。
31 to 40.
34.
34 to 40.
31 to 34.
Oh, 31 to 34.
耶利米书31章。
Chapter 31. Chapter 31 verse
31
to 34.
无姐妹，无春年姐妹。 耶利米书三十一章三十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
三十一章三十一节，三十一章三十一节。三十三，34，34。 我们刚刚提到说这个希伯来书谈到一个耶稣带来更美的约。
So just now in Hebrews we talk about how the Lord Jesus brings it with him a better
covenant. 他就引用了这一段经文。
So he used this verse.
就是不像旧约呢，神拉着他们的手出埃及。
That where in the Old Testament God took their hand and bring them out of Egypt.
就是都用外在的方式呢，强迫他们来做这个做那个。
And that they use outward things to get them to do this and that.
有时候我在想一个问题哦，为什么我们在神训班要有那么多的规矩哦？
So I think sometimes why do we have so much rules in seminars?
为什么两百万百姓出埃及的时候给那么多的律例典章哦？
Why did God give them so many laws for the 2 million people that came out of Egypt?
你看我们这边一百个人在一起哦，如果没有规矩，比如说这个要睡觉，那个不睡觉，比如这个例子就好了。
Just for the example that if we have 100 people here, but we don't have rules about around sleeping.
那十一点到了。
Then once it hits 11,
有的人就是不想关灯。
And some people do not want to turn off the
light. 有的想睡觉。
But others want to sleep.
那这样子整体都会受影响。
Then this way, the entire congregation will be affected.
所以要有一些规矩啊。
So we need rules.
那你想想，一百个都这样，两百万人怎么办呢
？So if it's a we need rules for 100 people, can you imagine for 2 million
people? 所以在为了管理他们呢，就有很多的繁文缛节啦，很多的律典章。
So for 2 million people, they needed a lot of laws.
那我们今天到新约，其实。重要的是我们自己从自己内心来约束自己啊。
But for in the New Testament, we need the principle from within us to govern ourselves.
因为我们知道，我们既然来到这边了，我们心里知道，我就是要来亲近神的。
Because now that we have come here, we know that we want to draw close to God.
我们也知道说，我们要爱神，要从爱人开始。
And we know that to love God, we must start with
loving man. 所以规矩就不再是捆绑我们，规矩只是帮助我们。
So laws isn't to bound us, but to help us.
那所以你就自己拜神会从内心啊由衷的发出说本来就应该这样本来我就应该要来爱神的
then when
爱弟兄姐妹的
Then when we love God we feel that all these rules are meant to help us to love God better
这个就是新的约啦、主耶稣来了给我们一个新的一个让我们得释放的一个真理
Then this is the New Testament it's a freedom for us
那我们看到希伯来书就是有这样的特色、
So the book of Hebrew has this characteristic
能够把旧约的一些话讲得很深入
It is able to go in depth into some of the verses in the Old Testament
那希伯来这句话是什么意思呢
So what does the word Hebrew mean?
有人知道吗
Does anyone know?
希伯来这句话什么意思
What does the word Hebrew mean?
圣经上什么时候他们第一次有这个希伯来人的一个记录
When was the first time that the word Hebrew was recorded in the Bible?
有没有人想要谈一下
Would anyone want to try?
志东兄知道来志东兄跨越就是从大河那边过来的啦
It means the
crossover,
one that crossover from the river.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
14章。
Chapter 14.
创世纪14章。
Genesis chapter 14.
13节。
Verse 13.
十四章十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
哎，谁读一下？我看，蔡家芳。哦 ，Mary， 你叫蔡家吗？啊 ，OK。这么提到说那个罗德 被人家抓走的时候
So this records when Lot was captured by others.
有一个人逃出来啊
Then one servant escaped.
他就去跟亚伯拉罕报告
Then he reported to Abraham.
他应该知道他们有亲戚关系
He must have known that they were relatives.
那特别记载这个亚伯拉罕以前叫亚伯兰是一个希伯来人
So before he was Abraham, he was called Abraham the Hebrew.
希伯来是什么意思就是从大河那边过来的人啊
Hebrew means the one that passed over from the great river.
这个以前哦，亚伯拉罕住在加勒底的乌尔，乌尔就在两河流域的旁边呢。
Abraham used to live in Ur of the Chaldean, and it was between the two rivers.
那他就从那个大河过来，到了这个迦南地的地方。
And he had to cross the great river in order to come to the land of
Canaan. 那小弟常常想，为什么神要把他带到这一块地来呢
？So sometimes I think, why did God bring him to this land?
因为为了预备耶稣基督在这里出生。
Because it was a preparation for the Lord Jesus to be born here.
为什么这块地那么好呢
？Why is the land so fertile?
圣经上形容这块地就是世界的肚脐啊，斗宅啊，世界的肚脐啊。
The Bible records that says this line is the promised land.
不是，肚脐就是 bottom belly button.
Belly button.
Belly button.
Belly button.
在这个地方呢，离脚底跟离头顶都同样远呢。
It is the same distance to the toe and to the head.
圣经上用的话就是用肚脐啊。世界的肚脐啊，肚脐这个字。
So the Bible uses the word belly button to describe this land.
所以。这个迦南地、哦、你看、哦、它北边到欧洲，东边到亚洲，南边到非洲，所以有人又把这块地称为世界的走廊，因为以前没有美洲啦，也没有澳洲，没有听过美洲跟澳洲。
Because this land is to the north it is Europe, to the east it is Asia, to the south is Africa, so it is at the center of the world.
所以呢，神就把亚伯拉罕你很辛苦的带到这一块地来。为的就是让福音呢，从这块地可以传到全世界。
So God brought Abraham to this land so that the gospel could be preached to the world.
那人家怎么称呼？刚开始人家怎么称呼亚伯拉罕的呢？亚伯兰呢
？So at first, how did people refer to Abraham?
亚伯兰喊的原名叫做亚伯兰，是神给他改名字的。
Originally he was called Abraham, and God changed his name to Abraham.
就是说，哎，那个从大河来那边的那个人呐、啊，从大河跨过来那里的人呐、啊，哦。
It meant that the one who crossed over from the great river.
所以希伯来，他这里特别叫希伯来，就是他是跨过来的啊 ，cross over 是跨过来的。
So this Hebrew means cross over.
所以今天呢，我们在谈到耶稣是更美，就是有一个跨越啦。
So that the fact that the Lord Jesus.Is better. It means that he is crossing over.
所以耶稣呢，让旧约可以 cross over， 可以跨越到新约，让人可以从旧约跨越到新约。
That it is crossing from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
耶稣可以让人从这个律法的奴隶跨越过来成为神的百姓神的儿子。
That they cross over from being the slave to the law to become the son of God.
在旧约可以从那个。怕神，你在西乃山下面怕神，到新约跨越，可以坦然无惧的到这个施恩座前来。
And in the Old Testament, they were fearful of God, and then now they can cross over to come before the mercy seat.
那有这样的观念哦。
So there is this concept.
那所以呢，在旧约啊，在希伯来书有谈到一些旧约的物件呢，也 cross over 更进一步的啊啊啊到神的面前呢。
And in the Old Testament, there are many.
在希伯来书啦。
In the book of Hebrews, there are many things that cross over to become better.
我们来谈耶柜的啊这些物件哈。
So let's look at some of the artifacts in the temple, like the.
告诉我们这个约柜前面呢，本来啊就是有一个啊金玛拿的罐子，还有一个亚伦的杖。
Because in front of the ark there is, a bottle for manna and a rod of Aaron.
啊，我们来看出埃及记的二十五章二十一节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章二十一节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 21.
二十五章。
Chapter 25.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
来，谁来读一下？啊，李美恩。二十五章二十一节，哪一位是李美恩？你大声一点，我们刚刚没有听到，对不起。啊，所以啊，这个耶柜里面有两块滑板。
So in the ark there is two tablets.
啊，这个是唯一的哈。
So that's one of the item.
No, the only item.
The only item.
我们看列王记上。
Let's turn to First Kings.
列王记上。八章九节
Chapter 8, verse
9. 列王记上八章九节
First Kings, chapter 8, verse 9.
八章九节
Chapter 8, verse 9.
John, can you read? Yes.Nothing was in the ark. 除了两块滑板之外，没有其他的东西在约柜里面。
So there was nothing except for the two tablets.
这很清楚了哈。
So this is very clear.
那这个亚伦的杖跟金玛拿的罐子是放在哪里呢
？So where is the manna and the rod of Aaron placed?
啊，我们来看这个生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记啊。
Deuteronomy.
第十章
Chapter 10.
对不起，不看这个。我们来看这个民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记的十七章
Chapter 17.
因为太多经文了，我们没有时间一一读哈。如果你想研究，再一一读。
Because there's so many verses, we can't go through them all.
我们都知道这个故事在谈到。可拉党想要这个可拉党叛变之后，那百姓他们就是不晓得怎么办，到底是哪个支派来服侍神呢？哈。
We know that after the rebellion of Korah, people wanted to know which tribe can serve the Lord.
神知道了，但是百姓不服气了。
God knows who He wants to.Used, but the people were not satisfied.
最后就用一个方法，就是每个支派的一根杖呢，放在约柜面前，然后看看有什么样不一样。
So they placed a rod from each tribe to be placed in front of the ark.
那这个杖是放在哪里呢
？So where is this rod placed?
就是约柜前呐，哈。
It is before the ark.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十七章第四节，因为时间的关系，哈，我们就跳着念哦。
Chapter 17, verse 4.
Jeff, 请你读。第四节。
Verse 4.
所以这个十二根杖都放在约柜的前面了。
So the 12 rods were placed before the ark.
想不到呢，这个亚伦的杖就发芽了。请读第八节。
And then the rod of Aaron budded in verse 8.
第八节请读。
Please read verse 8.
请继续读。人世间有没有这种科技哈？就是把一个把一根杖枯枝，然后你喷个什么药剂呀、啊，然后让它突然开花，然后在一天之内可以结果。这个人世间也没有这种 technology， 没有这种科技啊。
So we don't have this kind of technology in this world where you can spray something into a withered branch and it will produce food the next day.
人世间是有一种方法哈，听说那个香蕉啊，如果你看到那个头哦。跟身体颜色不太一样，可能那个都是催熟的，喷喷东西很快就熟，你就要小心。
So I have seen that if it's
not I have seen, I've heard.
I have heard that if there's a overripe banana, you can spray some liquid.
Not ripe, not overripe. Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, an overripe banana that would change have already changed color. You can spray some water on it, and it would change.
I'm sorry. 就是。那个就是那个还没有熟的哈， oh. 你喷一喷，它就会催熟了。
哦，所以
催熟。
If it's underripe banana, you spray some water and it will become ripe.
那有什么东西你在一根杖喷一喷，它会突然之间开花结果呢？
So、
没有这种东西了。
So there's nothing like that where you can spray water into something and it will ripe.
那是神的作为啊。
It is the work of God.
那最后这根杖放在哪里呢？
So where was this rod placed?
第十节。
Verse 10,
please read. 所以神吩咐摩西说，你那个杖在还把它放在华柜前啊。
So here the Lord said to Moses, bring the Aaron's rod back to the testimony.
所以我们知道耶柜里面绝对没有一根亚伦的杖，绝对没有了。
So we know that in
在旧约绝对没有。
We know that in the Old Testament, within the ark, there was not the rod of Aaron.
我们看出埃及记十六章三十三、三十四。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记十六章三十三、三十
四。Chapter 16, verse 33 to 34.
十六章三十三、三十四。
Chapter 16, verse 33 to 34.
陈东富有没有来？陈东富弟兄，哪一位？哦，你爸爸是啊？啊，你代父出声一下。啊，出埃及记的十六章三十三、三十四，少顺你读一下。啊，三十三、三十四。三十四。
34。
好了，所以你们读到经文了，就是那个罐子啊，这个罐子不一定长这个样子了，但人家想象的啦。还有那根杖。都是放在华柜的前面啊。
So the jar of manna and the rod is before the ark.
在旧约绝对不会没有跑到华柜里面啊，约柜里面啊。
In the Old Testament, it did not enter into the ark.
但是哦，这个到底是希伯来书的作者记错了吗？他圣经不熟吗
？But did the author of Hebrew record it wrong?
那我们来看希伯来书的第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
他怎么把地方放错位置的呢？
How come he misplaced these items?
其实不是放错了。
It was not that he misplaced them.
实在是他在告诉我们什么叫希伯来这个道理啦，就是要 cross over 就更进一步，就是更到主耶稣面前来了。
But he was telling us what the word Hebrew means, and that is to cross over to.
所以他自动的把这些东西呢，更进一步的放到华柜里面呢。
So all these items were moved closer into the ark.
这个我们来看希伯来书九章一节到四节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 1 to 4.
一节到四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
上述你太太叫什么名字？什么月？ 爱乐，请你读。第三节。第四节。好，这边谈到说这个至圣所呢，有金香炉跟约柜啦。
So in the Holy of Holy, there was the golden censer and the ark.
其实，如果你仔细，我们没有时间再看经文哦。你仔细去读旧约会幕的真理哈、哦。其实那个金香炉是在圣所，不是在至圣所，是在幔子的另外一边，不是在约柜的这一边呐、
啊。If we were to read the Old Testament, we will know that the golden censer was in the Holy place, not in the Holy of Holies.
但是你还记得主耶稣死的时候呢？那个圣殿的幔子从上到下就被撕开了，就裂开了。
But in the time of Jesus, when he died, the veil was torn apart.
那这告诉我们，就是说，当耶稣基督来，就成全了这个，每一个人都可以把你的祷告不用透过祭司了。那个香炉代表祷告，就每一个人都可以直接到施恩座前来祷告了。
And that prefigures that when the Lord Jesus passed away, everyone can enter into the Holy of Holies, and their prayer, like the golden incense, can go directly to God.
Go to in front of the mercy seat, huh?
In front of the mercy seat.
啊，所以他就把这个金香炉更进一步 cross over 希伯来，把跨越啊到这个施恩座前呐。
So the golden censer could cross over into before the mercy seat.
那第四节说柜里有圣玛拿的金冠和亚伦花芽的杖，还有两块约板。
And which were in the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded.
这个我刚刚说跟旧约是不是这样记载的啦？旧约只有两块花板而已。
So in the Old Testament, it records that there's only two tablets.
这告诉我们什么东西呢
？So what does this tell us？
就是那个玛纳啊，就是天上来的玛纳，就是粮食啊，就是主耶稣给我们的话语啊。
The manna represents the spiritual food that the Lord Jesus gave us.
那耶稣说他就是天上来的粮啊。
And Jesus said he is the bread from heaven.
以前你要听神的话要透过祭司，现在你神的话可以直接讲启示到你心里面去哦。
And before, when you wanted to listen to the word of God, you must go through a priest. But now, the word of God is entering
your heart. 那耶稣来也带来一个更美的真理啊！以前的真理是好像影子一样哦。耶稣来把真理把它实体把它显现出来了。
And when the Lord Jesus came, he fulfilled the truth. He was the substance of the truth and revealed the truth.
亚伦的杖，他花芽代表他是被拣选来施行神的权柄的。
And the budded rod of Aaron represents that he was chosen by God.
那在新约我们有更美的拣选啊。
And in the New Testament, we have a better choosing.
啊，今天神我们变成万人祭司哦，是让每个人都当祭司啊，这是更美的拣选啊。
Today, everyone is a priest, so that's a better choosing.
啊，每个人都有那个啊，我们哦，神跟教会啊，可以一起来做决定的。教会就是你跟我。
And today, God and the church, which is you and I, we can make decisions together.
所以今天我们的拣选，我们有更多的恩典啊，哈。
So today we have a better grace.
所以圣经讲说呢，律法是从摩西来啊。
So the Bible says the law came from Moses.
但是恩典跟真理是从耶稣来啊。
But grace and truth came through the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣来把那个啊恩典拣选的恩典玛拿的真理啊，类似啊玛拿这样的真理啊，都让我们能够更进一步的，更能够理解在基督里面有更大的啊这个恩典，有更清楚的真理的了解。
So through the Lord Jesus, we can and the spiritual food that He brought with us, that we can understand the grace of God better.
这个就是 crossover， 这就是希伯来，这个就是让我们有一个更美跟更好的一个恩惠啊。
And that is crossing over so that we could have a better grace.
所以就告诉我们作者不会讲错，因为他对旧约太了解了。
So we know that the writer did not make a mistake, but he knew the Old Testament too well.
他为了凸显这个 crossover 越过的超越的这样的一个真理。
Because he wanted to portray the teaching of the crossing over.
所以他把那个旧约的物件也让他更进一步的更到这个往前走了。
So he moved all the artifacts in the tabernacle closer to the Holy of Holies.
所以当到这里我们要感谢神。
And we have to thank God.
真的，今天我们有个更美跟更好的一个恩典。
Because today we have a more beautiful grace.
你以前如果你要祷告神哦，你要透过祭司啊，哦，你要透过罪得赦免，你要透过祭司啦。
Because in the past, if you wanted your sins to be forgiven or pray to God, you must go through a priest.
现在你自己都可以跟神祷告，可以跟求神来原谅我们的罪。
But now we ourselves can pray to God for the forgiveness of sin.
你看以前的道理啊，可能只有神职人员了解。
In the past, only the workers would.Know the truth.
而且现在道理弟兄姐妹几乎圣灵感动自己都可以读啊，也神也会启示道理在你心里面啊。
And now with the revelation from the Holy Spirit, anyone can read the Bible.
有次我遇到一位执事啊。
And once I met with a deacon.
我觉得这个执事很会讲圣经啊。
I think this deacon is really gifted in speaking about the Bible.
好像亚波罗一样啊。
He felt like Apollo. I feel like he's Apollo.
那我就问他一个问题啊。
So I asked him a question.
你没有学怎么知道？
If you didn't study it, how do you know?
你没有学，你没有进过神学院，你怎么道理这么就是对真理的了解这么有深度啊？
You didn't go through theological training, and yet how do you have such a deep
understanding? 真的呢，今天不是传道人会讲道理，很多执事很会讲道理。
So today it's not only preachers that can give sermon, but deacons is very gifted.
很多弟兄姐妹也很会讲道理。
And also some brothers and sisters are very gifted as well.
因为那个金冠的玛拿就在耶柜里面，那个神就在神里面，就是神就在我们里面呢。
Because the jar of manna is in the ark, and God Himself is within us.
那所以我们只要亲近神，神就可以给我们丰盛的灵粮。
So if we draw close to God, then He will give us abundant spiritual food.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we have to thank God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.